Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So today, United joined Delta, American Airlines, and Southwest in criticizing the Georgia Republican Party on their election rigging reform bill. United Airlines today put out a statement saying legislation that interferes on the right to vote of fellow Americans is wrong. They said, we believe that leaders in both parties should work to protect the rights of eligible voters by making it easier and more convenient for them to cast a ballot and to have it counted. And you go, yeah, of course. I think we all but kind of believe that. At least I hope we do. You know, as I'm looking through this and I'm going, you know, it's interesting that corporate America has jumped in the middle of this game by saying, hey, we think you went too far, too. Kind of interesting. Now, hours before the Texas Rangers had their home opener, you had the Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, say, not throwing out the first pitch. In fact, not only is he not going to throw out the first pitch, he said he won't throw out a first pitch ever. Never going to do it, so I'm guessing he's never going to participate in an event for Major League Baseball. Is that what I'm getting? He also said that the state of Texas would not seek to host the All-Star Game or any other Major League Baseball event. So nothing. Which you kind of go, who are you hurting in this? Well, of course, you're hurting the baseball franchises. You're hurting all the workers who would work the activities. You're all the hotel workers who, you know, work in the hotels and all the people coming from around the country to participate. You're hurting all of the people at the bottom who are trying to get by and live doing their thing, trying to figure out how to make a living by working. I mean, this is really just one of those twisted kind of things where I'm going, you know, what is it about Greg Abbott? What is it about the Republicans who just keep, you know, shooting themselves? And I know, they're against cancel culture, Rick. It's you can't cancel this, but they're going to cancel Coke, I guess, since Coke came out against it. They now want to cancel Delta, and they want to cancel United, and they want to cancel Southwest. They can't cancel American. Oh, and let's not forget. we're going to cancel Major League Baseball. We're going to cancel the NFL because they supported people kneeling, but they're against the cancel culture. It's really just crazy what these people have done and what they get away with, all in the name of their petulance. I mean, it's very childish when you stop and you walk through all of this. You know, it's insane on so many levels. And yet here we are in this moment where no first pitch for baseball. Texas will not bring in the the All-Star Game into Texas, and he will not participate. And there's part of me that goes, yeah, good on me. I hope they never do another event. I hope they never invite another thing in there. But after Greg Abbott had his little meltdown, his little temper tantrum, he then sucked his thumb for a little bit, pouted for about an hour, and then had a nap after having a little Jell-O. So there is that. And here to share some thoughts on what happened in Georgia, I've asked our good friend Greg Palast to come talk with us. Greg is known for his investigative reports for the BBC, Democracy Now!, and Rolling Stone. He's been an investigative reporter investigating voter suppression for over 20 years, wrote the fabulous book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. He has covered Georgia since 2014 and is working with the Black Lives Matter folks to stop illegal voter purges. Greg, thanks for taking time for us.
Glad to be with you again, Rick.
So I'm looking at this. Greg Abbott had a little meltdown. Not going to throw out the first pitch. No more. No more baseball for Greg. Canceling it.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is a chance to throw hard objects at black men, right? I'm surprised he skipped the opportunity. You know, thanks. Yeah, like we were all waiting for him. You know, what team was he playing with? Oh, the Suppressors. I forgot. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I know you missed it. You're in tears. I can see.
No, I'm looking at this and I'm going,
you've collected the whole card set. You know, you got Greg Abbott, you got Brian Kemp. I mean, the full deck of cards, you know, right?
No, I've often said we need to do more of that. I wish somebody would come out with the, you know, the Suppressors, you know, bubblegum pack. I've been calling for a billionaire's trading cards for a long time.
Well, I have an alternative. Why don't we throw Greg Abbott out onto the field? Okay.
Or into the stands.
Yeah, you know. Besides the fun and games, it's really grim out there, man.
No, it's terrible. And I look at this, and the fact that the matter is there are right-wing think tanks who are trying to sell what Georgia did as modest change, as necessary change. We're just securing the vote, Greg.
I know. I heard Brian Kemp was on, and Chuck Todd was licking him all over, thanking him for, according to Brian Kemp, making it easier for people to vote. Yeah, it's easier for in some rural areas. There's a few laws that will make it easier in some white rural areas. So if you're in a white rural Georgia, you may actually have some benefit here. But if you're most Georgians, and by the way, the census is going to show that most Georgians are not white, which is their big problem, the new bill is horrendous. Now, you know, I've talked before, the reporter broke the story that it's a felony crime to hand someone a piece of pizza or a bottle of water while they're waiting in line to vote in Georgia. But, yeah, and by the way, I have, if you go to gregpalace.com, you will see the criminal element, the Papa John's pizza-pushing gang shoving those calzones into people's mouths, obviously turning into Democrats.
Yeah.
You see it in seconds. You got Republicans, they throw away their GOP badges the minute that they chomp on that calzone. I mean, Chuck knows what he's doing, right?
Yeah. Nobody pizzas like the Hut, I guess.
But the real thing, which has been completely missed, like the New York Times just had, you know, we've gone through the bill. Yeah, they danced through the bill. They don't understand what any of it means. The real, real serious thing, and there's a story I have a truth out now at gregpalace.com, the hidden horror in the Georgia Voting Rights Bill, is that they are allowing any voter in Georgia to challenge the right of any other voter. In fact, unlimited, in the word in the law, is unlimited numbers of other voters to vote. I kid you not. This is left over from the Jim Crow era, where they actually did have... They had a law in the Georgia books that said a voter can say, don't let that guy vote. I know him. He doesn't live here. And that was a way to stop black people from voting. But that kind of fell out of disfavor until the Georgia runoff for the U.S. Senate. And there was a group out of Texas. Hey, Greg Abbott should be proud. A group out of Texas called True the Vote that challenged, and are you ready for this, Rick, 346,000 voters. Try to stop 346,154 voters from casting ballots, or the challenges are at the last minute, so even if they mailed in their ballots, this is a challenge to tell the county boards throw out their ballots. A third of a million voters. Now, I have to tell you, and applause to both the GOP and the Democratic County elections boards, because even the Republican board said, we're not doing this because we just got this letter from the ACLU that we kind of will go to jail if we do this. Or, you know, this is federal law. This is going to cost a lot of money in legal fees. So they didn't get away with it. They didn't remove the 346,000 voters. And that's why John Ossoff and Reverend Warnock are our senators. And when I say our senators, because they gave the U.S. Senate to the people. I'm not saying I was for Warnock or Ossoff. I was for the voters making the choice, not some schmucks from Texas.
Correct.
Saying don't let these black people vote, which is what it came down to. But under the new law, they would be empowered to make those challenges. Not only would they be empowered, but if a local elections board refuses the challenge, under the new law, there's going to be a state elections board The head of it will be Brian Kemp himself, the Purgeon General, plus the two Republican heads of the legislature, their House and Senate Republican leaders, you know, MAGA maniacs. So between Kemp and the other two MAGA maniacs, they will determine if people get thrown off the rolls. And if a local board continues to refuse to throw people off the rolls, they will have the power to replace that board. The power to replace that board. This is, you know, and so, and a guy, the Secretary of State, the Republican hack Secretary of State that some people, and again, the mainstream, lamestream media thinks this guy is a hero because he got in a fight with Trump. Brad Raffensperger is his name, not Raffensperger.
Right.
His name really truly is Raffensperger. And he has actually invited this right-wing group, True the Vote, to come in, challenge 250,000 voters. And he actually says, he literally says publicly, because it's on True the Vote site, they were so proud that he said, you know, True the Vote can do things I can't do as Secretary of State because it's against the law. Well, I'm sorry. Even if True the Vote does it, it's still against the law. You know, if you tell someone to rob a bank, it's still against the law. Even if you're not doing it, if you tell someone how to rob a bank. So this is what's happening in Georgia. But, of course, there's horror shows all over, including Texas, right. Including Texas. You know,
there's stuff moving through our legislature here in Pennsylvania as well. I mean, there's a whole bunch of bad moving around. And, it's now been birthed in Georgia. But I want to go back to Raffensperger for a second, because there are a lot of people who are going, well, you know, the governor threw him under the bus by taking his power away since he didn't go and find those 12,000 votes somewhere in a sofa cushion. Is this an attack on Raffensperger?
Well, yeah. Go to gregpalace.com. You'll see a report I did for a program called Democracy Now! A federal judge ordered Raffensperger to sit down with me and Black Voters Matter, the group I work with, and our lawyers and experts, and find out why people of color were kind of disappearing from the voter rolls. They weren't going to Mars. They weren't going to Pennsylvania. But they were disappearing from the voter rolls. And the judge wanted to know why. He demanded that before the election, we sit down with him. We went to his office, this guy, and he literally locked the door to the Secretary of State's office. You got to be careful being there because you get arrested banging on these doors.
Yeah.
He's next to the governor. And so he hid there. Then we ran to another office and found his flunkies hiding from us. Here's the deal. He found 198,000 voters that he illegally kicked off the voter rolls. We got about 100,000 back on through contacting him. So you got to re-register, man. But 200,000 people he tried to knock off. About 100,000 were knocked off illegally. We couldn't get them in time. So he stole plenty of votes for Trump. But here's what he couldn't do. He came to the end. He'd scooped out as much as he could. He shoplifted as much as he could get away with. But understand, it's not only the Palace investigative team, but Black Voters Matter, the ACLU, everyone was watching literally every single ballot. He would have had to disqualify 12,000 ballots, all Biden ballots, right? Every single one would have to be a Biden ballot. He'd have to disqualify 12,000. And we are watching every single ballot. You have to understand what was going on here. And so it was like he was going to go to, as someone from the ACLU told me, look, he wasn't a hero. He just wasn't going to go to jail for Trump. He wasn't going to go to jail for Trump, and Trump was threatening him. So, look, it's a fight within the right wing, within the nutcases, within the ultra-right vote suppressors. I'm sympathetic to none of them. But because he wasn't willing to, you know, dive under the bus for Trump, the MAGA maniacs in the legislature stripped him of his powers. They don't like the governor either. And as you know, over the years, this is the guy that stole the election from Stacey Abrams. He's a shameless Jim Crow operator. But it's not enough because you can't. And here's the good news, Rick, and this is what upsets them. You can't steal all the votes all the time. Georgia has probably one of the worst records, and we calculate that they steal about 7% of the vote. That's really about the absolute maximum. And that tells you what to do. If they can steal 7% at maximum, you just bring out 8% more.
Yep.
And that's what happened in Georgia. They just overwhelmed the steal. But Raffensperger's no hero. This is ridiculous.
No, I never said he was. I said, you know,
No. I would not say, I'm saying you get this on MSDNC, you get this on in the New York Times, you get, oh my God, he was on Meet the Press, what a great man, he was on profiled on 60 Minutes. This is a guy that a federal judge says, how come black people are disappearing from the voter rolls? You better explain yourself. Well, that doesn't strike me as a civil rights hero, does it? No.
Most certainly not. So let me ask you this, because, you know, ultimately the federal government's going to have to step into this. I mean, the Supreme Court screwed this up when they decided versus Holder. Do we get H.R. 1 passed through? And does that fix this problem? Does that help? Thoughts?
Two things. It helps. You know, it's 800 pages long, and I got to tell you, there's some crazy stuff in there that we got to be careful of, because I went through the miracle. All our voting problems are going to be fixed by the Help America Vote Act. Remember after 2000,
when I
discovered that thousands of black people were removed from the voter rolls of Florida, called felons. Their only crime was voting while black. There wasn't a single felon on that list, not one. And that's how Bush became president. And so then the black caucus said, listen, we have to have a law to protect voters who are illegally thrown off the rolls. We came up with the Help America Vote Act. Here's the problem. When you ask George Bush to help America vote, you got a problem. And we ended up with a so-called Voting Rights Act, which went negative and harmed us in the end. And I'm afraid that there's some passages, frankly, in H.R. 1 that contain some poisonous stuff. But on the most, you know, of the 800 pages, 790 are very, very positive. It doesn't solve all the problems.
Right.
This new gimmick of challenges from Texas to the Georgia voter roll, that doesn't solve that problem. We have to fight each one of these damn things, case by case, state by state. It will, you know what? It's never actually going to end. There ain't no magic bullet.
No, it's never going to end. It's always been going on, and it's like whack-a-mole. As soon as you whack a couple of them down, a couple more bad ideas pop up, because they spend tons of money on think tanks to do nothing but dream up bad ideas, and that's why the work you do is so important. I hope folks will check out gregpalace.com and the incredible investigative work that you and your team do, and thank you for doing it. I hope you'll come back and talk to us again real soon.
Rick, you're the best. Thank you.
Good stuff.
Bye.
Our good friend Greg Palast. Make sure you check out his website, gregpalast.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. Listen to The Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.